The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
We have to stop listening to the television news, quite honestly, on both sides. We have to stop listening to it. We have to stop listening to the people who are telling us supposedly the truth, because they're giving us a spin and agenda that is not true. It's just not true. And so we're looking, okay, what is the truth on the tax bill? What is the truth on the tax bill? Okay, if I said to you that the Republicans have in their tax bill, which is true, a raise of tax on the middle class, and I asked you, Stu, why would they do that? What's the actual answer? A, is that true? And B, why would they do that?
First of all, it's not really true, right?
What do you mean it's not true? It's in the tax bill.
Yeah, it's not. There are parts in the tax. So there are multiple things in the tax bill. For example, the Senate bill has individual tax cuts that expire in, I think it's 2024. So what happens is when the CBO scores these bills, they have to score them out for 10 years. It is a very stupid part of the bill. I'm not a fan of it. But what it does is basically has these tax cuts expire so they can justify that they stayed within the requirements that they had to use to get only 50 votes instead of 60. So they make up rules, right, to say, okay, we can only get 50 votes, but it has to be within this particular parameter.
So it's not even a tax raise. They're not raising taxes. Right. They're just allowing the cut to expire.
Right. And it's basically an accounting trick. This is not something I'm a fan of, by the way. But okay, if you look into 10 years from now, mm-hmm, some of these tax rates, the tax payments will be higher. But everyone assumes that in 7 years, they will just, okay, well, the middle class is going to have their taxes go up and no one's going to want to vote for a middle class tax hike. So what will happen is they'll just continue those tax breaks. Even
correct,
Obama did that with
correct
the Bush tax cuts.
Okay, so there you go. Mm-hmm. That's the truth. Now listen to how the news has spun this.
What would be the justification in your mind that Republicans would have for raising taxes on lower income people? Because they, you know, they spend all of their income. So why raise taxes on them?
Listen to Scare.
It really defies comprehension.
Now listen.
Maybe they think that the poor have it so easy that they need to have to pay more taxes to force them to go out and work more.
The most logical thing I can come up with is that the GOP just thinks the poor has it so easy, mm-hmm, that they need to go out and work to pay more taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there in anyone's imagination, is there anyone that thinks, even politically, that's anything but insanity?
It's obviously not something he believes is true.
Correct. Okay, next.
The amazing thing is that people seem to be accepting this so meekly and mildly. It's really akin to rape.
It's akin to rape.
Wait, so rape victims are acting meekly and mildly? Is that that's what happens with rape victims? That's a new one. I hadn't heard that before.
This is, by the way, a former Reagan policy advisor. Okay, so I don't know if he has some sort of mental disorder that has made him forget, or he's changed his mind on a bunch of things or whatever. And he also is unable now to figure out reality. But this is the kind of stuff that we have to stop. On our side, we have to stop saying it about the left, and the left has to stop saying it about us. And I have no real hope or belief that anybody in the media is going to stop doing that. None. Zero. Nobody in Washington stopped doing that. But you can stop accepting it. We have to stop accepting it and stop saying, okay, yeah, that's probably what's happening. Because that's not what's happening.
I think someone who worked in the Reagan administration would really understand that. And that the left referred to tax cuts during that administration as the exact same way. He just wanted to hurt poor people. He thought they were all welfare queens that didn't want to go out and work. And that was never true. It was always. And look at the results of those Reagan tax cuts. The results were incredible for the economy.
Yeah, they actually helped the poor. Mm-hmm. In the long run, they helped the poor. I mean, if you look at some of the things that were said by the left, I really love the Patton Oswalt tweet. After the tax bill was passed in the Senate, he tweets, "There's no America now, not the one we knew. Sorry, feeling real despair this morning."
It's amazing. First of all, the bill hasn't passed. It passed in the Senate. They have to go and they have to basically come up with one version that both the House and the Senate can agree on. They have to pass that. Then it needs to be signed for it to go into effect. Secondly, the taxes, the rates they're talking about are much higher than they were during Reagan. So, like, they're slightly cut from the Obama levels, okay? But they're higher than they were during the Reagan times.
And the Bush times.
Yeah, depending on, certain rates are higher than then. But it's like, what is the point of this? Why?
Well, he's just talking about.
Is it just like, I think it's just those moments.
Real despair. He's got
real despair. I mean, yeah. Good.
No.
A tax cut. People get to keep more of their own money.
No, listen.
And this is another part of this, Glenn.
I've talked to the people who, you know, we have rescued over in Iraq, the Nazarene Fund. The Christians mm-hmm. that were held by ISIS and threatened, they know real despair. They got nothing to like Patton Oswalt. He's got real despair.
I've heard that ISIS might lower taxes as well. And then that's the real tragedy will kick in. But it's like they're talking about this as if it's this incredible transfer of wealth from the rich to the poor. You hear it all from the poor to the rich. Excuse me. You hear it over and over and over again. Massive amounts of money are coming from the poor. And they're going to the rich in this tax plan. Well, ask yourself the obvious question. If the poor had a lot of money to transfer to the rich, why were they poor? They're not, if they have all this money to throw to the rich people, then they weren't poor in the first place. And of course, the truth is they're not transferring any money to the poor. What they're doing is the money they had before was money that came from the rich. It was people who were rich people's money that was being transferred in large amounts to the poor, and now slightly less of it is being transferred, although the poor will still get it, will just go into deeper debt.
And I will tell you, the nouveau rich, not the rich, not the George Soros rich,
no.
Not the Kennedy rich.
Yeah, rich is in quotes in all of these sentences.
Yeah, not the Bill Gates rich, not the Steve Jobs rich. No, that rich keeps their money because that rich takes everything and puts it into a trust, and they're just living off trust funds. Okay, that rich, they're never George Soros and Warren Buffett. They're not worried about the income tax. They don't worry about it ever, and it's not because they have so much money they don't notice it. No, they're never affected by it because they have enough attorneys and enough money to go around. They never pay it. Do you know we were talking about All the Money in the World, the new movie that is coming out?
Yeah, that's the one that Kevin Spacey got pulled out of after his accusations. They replaced him with Christopher Plummer.
Yeah, one of the guys who was one of the richest men ever in the world, okay? He was an American. One of the richest guy, John Paul Getty. Getty Oil. Mm-hmm. He never paid more than $500 a year in income tax. Those guys don't ever get hit because they don't take it in income. So forget about all of this. They're just helping the rich. No, they're helping the new. They're hurting the new entrepreneur. That's who's getting hurt. The people who are on their way to becoming wealthy. Once you're really wealthy, you got nothing to worry about. Not in America. Here's the truth. 44% of Americans do not pay federal income tax. 44%. The top 1% of Americans currently pay 27% of all federal taxes. 1% pays 27% of all federal taxes. So how are the poor who are spending all their money? I mean, we don't have more than 44% of our country is poor, right? Because the bottom 44% of our country pays zero in income tax.
And how do you cut that? How do you cut from zero? Their answer is make it a negative rate. Make it so that someone who's paying zero taxes is actually getting money from the government in that.
And that is a transfer of wealth.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
I run my mouth for a living, all day, basically. And it can be a little exhausting. I mean, it's not a real job, but it still could be exhausting. Plus, I do have all day meetings afterwards, and I've got a couple of little kids. At times, energy runs a little bit low. That's why I take Dawn to Dusk. Now, I get to that point in the afternoon where I just want to fall asleep on any couch that I can find. Dawn to Dusk is great. It solves these problems for you. It's a physician-formulated extended-release energy supplement which lasts up to 10 hours, increases energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain, all with no jitters. If it's giving me jitters, I don't want it. That's not what Dawn to Dusk does. Now, a cup of coffee in the morning is fine. But unlike coffee, Dawn to Dusk can last up to 10 hours. It increases your focus, and it's a fraction of the cost per day. I swear coffee these days is like the price of a Kia. Dawn to Dusk is the product. Brickhouse Nutrition is the company, and it's brickhousestew.com. Right now, get 15% off a one-month supply, but only when you use offer code STEW at checkout. That's brickhousestew.com.